Hi, I'm Brian Michael Page, and this is the Christos Vinci Podcast, a member of Disciples with Microphones and the Christos Vinci Network. Podcast
number 14.
Christos Vinci, Christus Regnat, Christus Imperat.
Hi, and welcome. Today is Wednesday, February 8th, 2006, the Wednesday of the fifth week of Ordinary Time. And on this day, there are two memorial liturgies that can be celebrated optionally. One is St. Jerome Emiliani, and the other one is St. Josephine Bakhita. And today we're going to have a brand new discussion. This is part one of a two-part series on Tridentine versus Normativa. And it's going to be a little, I'm going to say parallel, more like side-by-side comparisons, piece by piece. Today we're going to cover the Mass, and then on the next podcast we're going to cover seasons and feasts. So we're going to have that. We have some pod-safe music for you, and we're going to have another comedy clip. Don't go away. We'll be back.
Are you a baptized Catholic that left the church? Are you a baptized Catholic that never practiced their faith? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm Luis Jaime, and I'd like to invite you to take another look at your faith and listen to this new podcast called Take Two. Visit us at www.taketwopodcast.us. If you didn't get it right the first time, here's Take Two.
When's the last time anyone's been to a Tridentine Latin Mass? Yes, we're talking the Mass according to the 1962 Roman Missal. Of course, now some churches actually having the Tridentine Mass back. We have a little side-by-side comparison between the Tridentine Mass and the Novus Ordo liturgy. In other words, the Mass as we know it today. First obvious note, of course, is language. The Tridentine Mass is in Latin only, the official language of the Church. And then, of course, the Novus Ordo, the Mass as we know it today, normally done in the vernacular, that is, the language native to the community, or in Latin, still the official language of the Roman Catholic Church. And notice that Latin still holds pride of place, even in the most current general instruction of the Roman Missal. Then, of course, the positioning of the celebrant. Which way is he facing? Tridentine Mass is always ad orientem, that is, to the east, where the Holy Land is located, toward the Lord. And it's not necessarily the actual compass point east, but this is what's known as the liturgical east. It's usually facing the high altar. And I always get this kick out of how progressives like to make a negative note out of that and say, oh, the priest has his back turned on us. Well, such isn't the case. Matter of fact, in the Novus Ordo, of course, normally the celebrant faces the congregation. However, a Novus Ordo Mass could very easily be done facing the east, ad orientem. And what's nice about that is everybody's in prayer facing the same direction. Then, of course, you have the tone of the celebrant's voice. In the normative Mass, as we know it today, of course, he will speak just like you're hearing me speak right now in a normal speaking tone of voice. And in the Tridentine Mass, you usually hear something like this. It's very, very soft. You can barely hear it. You know, it gives a sense of mystery. Usually the only ones that can hear him are the servers that are sitting next to him. Kind of like that. With an occasional outburst of Dominus Vobiscum! And of course now you have your two halves of the Mass. In today's Mass, of course, the Liturgy of the Word and the Liturgy of the Eucharist. In 1962, it was the Mass of the Catechumens and the Mass of the Faithful. How Mass begins. How do we normally start it now? Opening hymn, or the entrance antiphon, followed by a greeting, which is actually supposed to start in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Now, that is the proper greeting as opposed to the customary greeting you hear in many parishes. Good morning! Good morning. And that gets followed by the penitential rite or the rite of sprinkling. And then that follows is followed by the Gloria. And the penitential rite, of course, in the normative mass could be the Confiteor, or it could be, like I mentioned before, any tropes that have a Kyrie connected to it. There's like three different options for the penitential rite. Now, in the Tridentine rite, you had, at High Mass, you had your rite of sprinkling with the Asperges Mei being chanted. Prayers at the foot of the altar. That silent dialogue between celebrant and servers. It was basically Psalm 43. And then there's the introit, which at High Mass is chanted by a choir, and at Low Mass whispered by the celebrant. Then there's the Kyrie, slightly raised voice, so that the people can respond. Either that or it's chanted by the choir, and then the Gloria. So notice you had the Confiteor, of course, was part of the prayers at the foot of the altar. So, at the Tridentine Mass, you had your Confiteor and your Asperges. As to where Mass now, it's the Confiteor or the Asperges. And after the Gloria is pretty much the same thing. The Mass we have now, it's the opening prayer, the Old Mass, the Collect. But it was basically the same thing, and ended the same way. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Per omnia saecula saeculorum. I love that one. And then you had the Liturgy of the Word itself. I always like this one. The way we do it now, on Sundays is the first reading, followed by a responsorial psalm. First reading, of course, is the Old Testament, usually, except during Easter season, it's Acts. All Saints, it's Revelation. Responsorial psalm. Second reading is usually the epistle from the New Testament, and the Alleluia, or alternate gospel acclamation during Lent, and then finally the gospel reading. Now, the Tridentine Mass, you had your epistle. Okay, there was no Old Testament reading in most cases. It was usually the epistle, although on some holy days they would have just a lesson, which would be the Old Testament. Then it was a gradual, followed by the Alleluia, and if it was during Lent or Septuagesima, it would be the tract, and then finally the Gospel. And now, after the Gospel, of course, right into the homily. Now, in the Tridentine Mass, there's a few customs that are often shared. Like when I was at Holy Name, one of the customs was, this is not required now, was that we would offer a Hail Mary, an Our Father, and a Glory Be to the Father, in English, to repose the soul of whoever the Mass is being offered for. And it was also customary, but not required, note, not required, to reread the Epistle and Gospel in English, especially if a homily is being delivered. Notice it's an if, because unlike now, back in 62, a homily wasn't required. It was good to have one. It was customary. But it wasn't required. Many a times after the Gospel, you'd go right into the Credo. And only in the Novus Ordo Mass, after the Credo, you have your Prayer of the Faithful. The General Intercessions. And now we go into that second part of the Mass, the Liturgy of the Eucharist, or 40-some years ago, Mass of the Faithful. Now, during the offertory, the Mass we know now, of course, usually it's a hymn by the congregation, or instrumental music, or an anthem by the choir, or you can really do something smart and use the offertory proper that's in the Roman gradual. That would be nice. That's a nice effect. At the Tridentine Mass, the offertory proper is recited by the celebrant and or chanted by the choir. Any additional music may follow as time permits. Then there's the prayer at the offertory, the prayer over the gifts, or in 1962,
the secret.
Then there's the difference in the canon of the Mass. The Mass as we know it today, you have several Eucharistic prayer choices. We covered this in the previous podcast. At one time there was four choices. Now there are nine. And after the consecration and elevations, there is a memorial acclamation that is sung. Yes, the words Mysterium Fidei has been repositioned from previous editions of the Mass. And all of this is done out loud by the priest. There is absolutely no whispering at all. And concludes, of course, with Amen. Now, in 1962, there was only one canon. It was read right straight through, no intervening acclamations whatsoever. Of course, the bells rang during the elevations, which was a little stoppage of play there for all good reason.
But it's read quietly like this. I mean, it's even softer than some of the silent stuff that you normally hear at a Tridentine Mass. It was really, really soft. But it remains soft like this until you get to the lines,
Nobis quoque peccatoribus! In fact, those were the only three words in that line that were said that loud. It was actually, you don't even get to hear the whole sentence. It actually starts off, Nobis quoque peccatoribus familis tuis. But watch how it's actually done. The Nobis quoque peccatoribus is loud, and all of a sudden, boom, right to soft when you get to familis tuis. Watch. Nobis quoque peccatoribus
familis tuis.
Following the canon, or Eucharistic prayer, of course, is the Lord's Prayer. In today's Mass, everybody sings or says the Lord's Prayer. Now, up until 1962, only the celebrant sung or said the Lord's Prayer, with the exception of Sed libera nos a malo, or But deliver us from evil, which everybody responds. And of course, in the Tridentine Mass, you didn't have that doxology there, the one where the priest goes, Deliver us, Lord, from every evil and grant us peace in our day. You know, that one to which we respond by saying or singing, For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. And then following that, of course, was the rite of peace. You know, let us offer each other a sign of peace, as in our Mass today. You know, anybody asking the Tridentine Mass, you know, do you do the sign of peace?
Huh?
What's that? There was none. It was, there was the priest saying, Pax Domini sit semper vobiscum, the peace of the Lord be with you always, to which everybody responded, Et cum spiritu tuo, and with your spirit. But automatically went right into the Agnus Dei. Now we have a little subject on Domine. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and I shall be healed. Domine non sum dignus ut intres subtectum meum, sed tantum dic verbo essenamentur anima mea. In our Mass is said once by everybody. In the Tridentine Mass, there is a little sequence of the Domine non sum dignus. The first time around, it is said only by the priest. And the priest kind of slightly outbursts the word Domine. So you hear like, Domine non sum dignus sum intres subtectum meum. Three times. And then after a couple of brief ritual actions, the priest then takes the body and blood, turns around, faces the people, Ecce Agnus Dei, Ecce qui tollis peccata mundi, or "Behold, this is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And then everybody, three times, "Domine non sum dignus ut in tres subtectum meam," said, "sed tantum dig verbo et sanabitur anima mea." And then when you go to receive communion, most communion lines in today's Mass are usually standing. Of course, you have that option of receiving on your tongue or in the hand. I, of course, am very partial to receiving on the tongue still. The communicant says, "Amen." Back in 1962, there was only one form. You get to the altar rail, you kneel down. You receive the body of Christ, and there is no Amen response. Now, music during this very important ritual. Today's Mass, usually a communion antiphon or a communion song. In the Tridentine Mass, choir sings or celebrant says proper, that is required. Additional music may follow as time permits. And then finally, a little difference in the way Mass ends. Have your post-communion prayer in both Masses. In the Missa Nomativa, today's Mass, of course, right after the post-communion prayer, if there's announcements, that's the time to make them. And it goes into, "May Almighty God bless you, and the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Mass has ended. Go in peace," or "Ite Mesa Est." And pretty much that's it. The people respond, "Thanks be to God," or "Deo Gracias." Now in the Tridentine Mass, "Ite Mesa Est. Deo Gracias." And then, "May Almighty God bless you. Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius Spiritus Sanctus. Amen." And then, with the exception of Christmas Day, where the beginning of John is the gospel for the day, every Tridentine Mass ends with the last gospel. It's the first verses of the Gospel of John. "In principio erat verbum." In the beginning was the Word. And everybody kneels to "Et verbum caro factum est," and the Word was made flesh. And notice too that in both the Tridentine and the Novus Ordo Masses, there is still no such thing, at least according to the Roman Missals, as a recessional hymn. And now we're going to play you some music by Intellect. Thank you. That music you just heard was the Sage Hill theme by Intellect, courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network, which you can access at music.podshow.com. And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Today's episode of The Good, Bad, and the Ugly is brought to you by Whopper Worship, a new concept of hymn writing by the Minnesota Trinity. www.whopperworship.com. Out today for The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, we're dedicating our episode to the 23rd Psalm. Here we go.
The Good.
My Shepherd is the Lord by Joseph Gelineau.
The Bad.
Shepherd Me, O God by Marty Hogan.
The Ugly.
Shepherd Me, O God, being written at a Burger King drive-thru in the inner city, writing it off as a social justice ministry. In case you're wondering what inspired this Burger King thing, I was reading this little blog article here, and when I first read this, I really thought it was real. Apparently there was a satirist who had written this article back in June. Well, it got blogged on just a couple of days ago at pblosser, that's P-B-L-O-S-S-E-R, .blogspot.com. It's a guy by the name of Dr. Phil Blosser. Celebrated lyricist pens hymn during drive-through wait. And it actually tells a story about Marty Hogan writing the lyrics to a new hymn that he says is his best yet, and it's, he wrote this text while he was waiting for his Whopper, yes, at a Burger King drive-thru, and it goes on. This is quite the funny article, but you know, the quality of liturgical music that you see in some of these hymnals, you know, it makes you wonder. Before I saw the fine print, I really thought this was real, I gotta tell you.
Hi, this is Father Jay Finelli from iPadre Catholic Podcast.
iPadre.
Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. Drop by our site at iPadre.net. That's iPadre.net. God love you.
iPadre.
I'm Brian Michael Page. And I approve this message.
Christus Vigit is a podcast, Catholic song and liturgy. It's the things we like to speak of, and some good, clean, fun, heavenly. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Do you know the reason, y'all? Bonian Christus Vigit in hair, for Christ always conquers all.
Gotta love that Christus Vigit leprechaun. Loves to play around with my machines. But he got the message right. Go down to Podcast Alley and vote for Christus Vigit. Help us spread the word around.
Amen.
Okay. Christus Vigit Podcasting is a member of
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal, to live the new evangelization, bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going Four. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
That is our goal, folks, to baptize your earbuds. And if you want to really get your earbuds baptized, you got to make our presence known. You can go to vote go to vote for us at Podcast Alley. Or even better, you want to vote for all our podcasts at Disciples with Microphones in one clean sweep? All you got to do is go into www.disciplewithmicrophones.org, or go into our podcast page, and you'll find the little banner for Disciples with Microphones. Just click right on that, and then when you get there, click on Podcast, and you're going to see a little thing on their sidebar where it says Vote for All Podcasts, and go right ahead, just click on that, and every one of our podcasts will get a vote. Not only mine, and not only my bosses, we're talking everybody. There is quite a few member podcasts in Disciples with Microphones. Give us all a vote. That way there you make our presence known, and we can continue to baptize your earbuds. I thank you very much for joining us today. Now, on our next podcast, we'll conclude our comparison there between the Normativa and the Tridentine liturgies. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Christus vincit, Christus regnat, Christus imperat.